Today's daf is Nida Daf Lamed Aleph, and we will begin about 25 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Amid Beis, Dorish Rab Samloi. Today's daf is being learned as a Zchus Refuah Shleima to Shlomo Ben Sarah Avisa, a classic Gemara. Dorish Rab Samloi, Lema Havlad Doima Bimei Imoi. What is a child while it's in its mother's womb compared to? Lepinkas Shemekupal Munach. To a ledger that is folded, Yad Vashtei Tzav. The two hands of the child are resting on its two temples. Shtei Atzilov, its two armpits, Al Shtei Arkvoisov, on its two ankles. Ushtei Akevov, its two heels, Al Shtei Agvoisov. That's where it sits. V'Rosh Murachav Kirkov, and its head lies between its knees. Upiv Sasum, its mouth is closed. V'Taburoi Pasuach, its navel, its belly button is open. V'Oichom Imashi Imayacheles, the child receives its nourishment. It eats what the mother eats. It drinks what the mother drinks. It can't go to the bathroom. Why? Because if the baby would go to the bathroom, it would be dangerous for the mother. As soon as the child leaves its mother's womb, what was closed, which is the mouth, now opens up. And what was open, which is the navel, now closes. And if that wouldn't happen, the child would not be able to live afilu shah achas, as we say in the nusach of the bracha of Asher Yatzar, says the Gemara. V'ner dolok le'al roshay. While the child is in its mother's womb, there's a candle that's lit and it hovers on top of the head of the child. And with this candle, soifa umabit mi soifa ilamat soifa, the child is able to see literally from one side of the world to the other side of the world. Shenema, as the pasuk says, behiloi neiroi ale roishi lo oiroi elech choshech. When the ner shone on top of my head, I was able to go b'choshech with that light. What's it referring to? It's referring to the child that's in its mother's womb, that's ner dolok al roish. Says the Gemara of Alta Tama. You can say, how's that possible? How's it possible that a person, and in this case a child, a fetus, should be able to see me? The answer is, Shari Adam Yashem Khan. Isn't that the case every night? A person goes to sleep, and he can have a dream and see something that's going on in Aspamya on the other side of the world. So there's a concept that a person could be here and he could see what's going on over there. That concept exists for the Tisha Yarchi Leda while a child is in its mother's womb. Says the Gemara, there are no better times in the life of a person than those times. That is the most utopian state. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Iyuv, when he was going through his terrible Yisurim, and he davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did he ask Hashem for? He didn't just ask him, remove my Yisurim. He said, Mi'etineni ki Yarchi Kedem, ki me'elikai yishmireni, halavai, I can go back to the time that I was in my mother's womb. Those were the best times. How do you know that this pasuk is referring to the time that a child is in its mother's womb? All it says is Mi'etineni ki yarchei kedem, heviyoyme eli yarchei leida, because the pasuk is referring to a time where his life is determined by months. So you ask a person, how old are you? He's going to tell you how many years old he is. But a child in its mother's womb is not, his age is not determined by years, but rather by months. So when Eev said, Mi'etineni ki yarche kedem, he was referring to a time, Ezeu yomim, sheyesh bem yurochem bem bem shonim, and it's gebanked. He was literally yearning for the times that he was a little child. Why? Because ein lecha yomim she'odim shori b'toiva, yoysim o'yisayim, says the Gemara, during that time, lan mois kol terukula. They, who's they? So we have a Messiah that it's a malach, but the Lashon Gemara doesn't say malach. Umalam de nois kol terukula, shenem as the pasuk says, Yoireini Vayoimeli, Yismach Devarai Libecha, Shmor Mitzvosai, Vecheye. Shlomo HaMelech said that. He said, Vayoireini Vayoimeli, he taught me and told me, Yismach Devarai Libecha, Shmor Mitzvosai, Vecheye. Clearly, or not clearly, but the Gemara assumes that it's referring to the Malach that taught Shlomo HaMelech his Chachma. Vayoimer, there's another pasuk that says, Besoidalika Ale Aholi. That second pasuk is a pasuk in Eiv that's in the context of the previous pasuk that we mentioned, Mi'etineini Kiyarch. Says, why do you need two psukim to tell me? Because as it relates to the first pasuk, you'd say, Shlomo HaMelech said, that's Shlomo HaMelech saying that I was taught taught Kala Teira Kula. Everyone knows that Shlomo HaMelech became the Chacham Mikaladim, but this is not something that happened while he was in his mother's womb. It was something that happened many years later. So how do you know that that Pasuk Vayireini Vayoymeli is referring to when he was an Uber B'me'imai? That's why we have a second Pasuk. Toshma B'soydalika Aleya Holi. That's a Pasuk in Eiv. That's in the context of Eiv, who's davening to Hashem. He says, Mi'atineini ki archi kedem k'mei l'kai yishmereini, which we already established, is referring to Yomim Sheyesh Bem Yeruchim Ve'em Bem Shonim, the time that he was in his mother's womb, in that same context. That's how we know from this pasuk, Umalam Denoisai, Kala Teira Kula. Says the Gemara. So the child learns Kala Teira Kula when it's Berechem Yimai. Kimen Shabal Avar Oilam. However, once it leaves its mother's womb, as soon as it's born, Ba'malach, a malach comes. V'soitre Alpif, everybody knows this, it hits him on his mouth. Umeshakhoi Kala Teira Kula. And if it gets Kala Teira Kula, Shanem, as the pasuk says, La Pesach Chatos Roivetz, the Jerisha. This is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Drish in the end of Simen Reish Samachay, the Taz quotes in the Simen Reish Samachay as well, says that this Gemara right here is the Makar why we have a Shalom Zachar. So why do you have a Shalom Zachar? The first Friday night after a child is born, he says it's Mipnei, his Lashon is, the Zachar is an Ovel ala Torah Sheshachach. Because when he's in his mother's womb, he knows Kol HaTorah Kula, but Kivan Shabal Avar Oilam Ba Malach V'Soitre Alpiv U'Meshakchoi Kol HaTorah Kula. It's for that reason that we have this Shalom Zachar. It's an idea of Nichum Avelim. Before the child leaves its mother's womb, it has to make a Shvua. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Ki li tichra kol berech, tishava kol losh. Ki lichra kol berech, it's referring to the Yema Misa. On the Yema Misa, every person that dies bows to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenema, the fun of yichru'u kol yoredei afar. So as a person is descending into the ground, as he's being buried, he bows down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fun of Yichru'u kol yardei yafar. At the same time, Tishava kolashim. What's that referring to? Say Yom HaLeido. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Nikicha paimu varlevo. Says Rashi, how do you know that that's referring to a shvua that was made by Yom HaLeida? Because if not, the pasuk attributes that nekicha paimu varlevov ashloi nosla shov nashvi loy nishba lemirma to miyal bahar Hashem. It sounds like we're referring to something very, very big. This must be a very important shvua. So it can't just be a random shvua that a person made. He was loy nishba lemirma. No, it sounds like this is a very significant shvua. What shvua? The shvua that every single child makes right before his yotzah la'avroil. What is the shvua? They make the child swear, be a tzaddik, don't be a rasha. So even though really you have bechira, u'bacharta b'chayim, but at the same time you have to swear that you're going to do the right thing. And then they, presumably the same malach, tells the child that even if the whole world is going to tell you that you're the greatest thing in the world, don't listen to what they said. You should always view yourself as a rasha. You should always feel like you have to do tshuva. You should always feel like you have to do more. Additionally, you should know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tahar. Umisharsav tahar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your creator is tahar. And his misharsim ha-tahirim. Uneshama shenasam b'cha, which is a chelak eloka, tahar he is also tahar. Im'atam ha-shamri b'tahir mutav. If you're going to maintain its purity, if you're going to keep it b'tahir, everything's going to be good. V'imlav, but if not, we're going to take it away from you. This can be explained with a mashal. There was a kohen that went to an amaretz, and he told him, he said, I want truma. He said, listen, I can give you truma. But you realize truma has to be observed b'tahayra. So I'll give it to you. But these are the rules. If you're going to be careful with it, and you're going to make sure that it remains tahar, then it's okay. But if not, what's the halacha with truma tameya? Sarfa lefanecha. I'm going to have no choice but to burn it. In the same vein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a neshama, but it has to be observed. The nishmeres trumoisa. It has to be observed b'tahayra, just like truma has to be observed b'tahayra. And what happens if a person doesn't observe his neshama b'tahayra? The same thing that happens to truma that's not observed at Tahaira. Sreifa. Omer Rabbi Loza said, Mikra, how do you know? Is there a mefurish pasuk that says that a child, while he's in his mother's womb, is going to make a shvua. So again, the pasuk refers to kili tichra kol berech tishava kol lashon, and the Gemara attributed it that this is the shvua that a child makes in his mother's womb. What's the shvua? Have a tzaddik. Don't be a Rasha. But even though you should be a tzaddik, you should always view yourself as a Rasha. And remember that the neshama that you have is tahira, and you got it from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's a tahar. And the Eibush is mishar samat tahirin, and not the mishamri b'tahir. This is the shvua that he swears. But do we have a mefurish pasuk that says that there's a real shvua that a child makes when he's in his mother's womb? Says the Gemara, yeah. There actually is a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. It says, mimei imi ata goizi. Mimei imi, while you're in your mother's womb, or when I was in my mother's womb, ato goizi. So what does goizi mean? You made me swear. My mash with high goizi lichna dish tabuyehu tichsiv gozi nizrech vahashlichi. Really, gozi means goizes. What does it mean to be goizes? To cut. So it's a lashon of cutting specifically here. But gozi nizrech vahashlichi, a nazir makes a shvua, says Rashi. And you find the word goizi in the context of Nazir, thus Goizi becomes a lashon of Shvua. So when the Pasuk says, when David HaMelech said, "Bimei imi ata Goizi," that you made me swear when I was in my mother's womb, this is what it's referring to. The Kili Tzichra Kol Berech, Tishava Kol Lashon, and this is the way Nishbal and Mirma that's referred to in the other Pasuk. One more Gemara, and then we'll pause. V'amir Abelazel Ma'af La'adayim Bimei imoy. What's a child compared to when it's in his mother's womb? Le'egoz Murich Hosef Shalmahim. It's like a nut that's in a bowl of water. Adam Noisen Etzbay Olive. If you put your hand on a nut that's in its mother's water, what's going to happen? It's not going to crack the nut, but rather, it's going to start swimming. It's going to start moving within the water. The same is true, the child, when it's in his mother's womb, even if it bounces around, but it's protected by the water, the placenta, the womb. So either way, it's comparable to an egois that's munach b'sefel shomayim exel. So before we go weiter, three ha'aris. Number one, so the Gemara said that when a child is in its mother's womb, there's a ner that's dolok loy al roshei. There's a candle that's lit on top of the child. B'tsoifa umabit misoifa ilam atsoifa. And the child is able to use this ner, this candle, and see misoifa ilam atsoifa. Shenema behiloy neroy ale roshei. What came to mind is a Gemara, Masechtes Chagiga, Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, which also discusses an or, light, which also mentions that light is one with which a person could see. Misoifa oilam vaad soifa. Says the Gemara, Chagiga Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Amr Rabbe Loza, Or Shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'yayim Rishon. That Kadosh Baruch Hu created Or, Vayihi Or, on the first day. That light was so powerful that Adam Tsoifa boy, Misoifa Oivam Vat Tsoifa. That a person was able to see with that light, Mitsoifa Oivam Vat Tsoifa. You could be here and you could see an Aspamya. He mentioned the Sakhla Kadosh Baruch, but there are Malu, there are Flago. But then a Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that there will be a Dara Mabel and there will be a Dara Flago. Urosh and Asemek will call him. And he saw that these people in these generations weren't going to hate properly. Amad, he got up, Vigonza Mehem, and he hid it from them. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vayimna Mirisham Oirab. Well, the Migonza, who the Kadosh Baruch Hu hide it for? The Tzadikim Lasadavai. He hid it for the Tzadikim. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Vayar Likimes Aarki Toiv. Either way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an Ar. Vayihi Ar on the first day of creation. What did Hashem do with the Ar? It's not the Ar that we have today. That was created later. Those were the Ma'iris that were created later in the week. That's the Shemesh, that's the Levano, those are the Kaychavim. This Ar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was Gonzai. He was Gonzai L'tzadikim L'asub L'avai. And the Gemara says that what was the power of this Ar? Adam tsoifa boy, mitzoifa oilam vaat tsoifa. To do with the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, the Bnei Yisrael brings this many times, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid the Ar. Where did he hide it? Where did he hide it? So the Sfarim HaKadoshim say, hid it in the Torah. And there were tzaddikim that were able to tap into the Ur HaGonos, because the Ur HaGonos is in the Torah. The Rebbe of Elimelech, the Noam Elimelech in Parashas Bereishis says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid the Torah letzadikim la'asod lavai. So Pashti learn, what does that mean, la'asod lavai? As in the end of days. La'achat chiyas ha-meisim, oilam haba. The oilam ha-tchiyas says, the Rebbe of Elimelech, no, it means the tzadikim la'asod lavai, the tzadikim that are going to come in future generations, they'll be able to tap into this Ur. Why the tzaddikim? Because the Ur is in the Torah. Where did Hashem hide the Ur? Hashem hid the Ur in the Torah. I was thinking, maybe this is the same Ur. child when he's be'yerechimai. So there's a ner dolak al roishai umlamdin oisai kol ha'tayra kula. He's be'kedusha v'tahayra. He's in a state of absolute kedusha. But he knows kol ha'tayra kula. He doesn't have all the mechitzes of gashmias that a person has. Once he's born, he doesn't eat, he doesn't drink. Everything he's being yoinik from his mother. The point is that he's learning Torah, but not just learning Torah. Kol ha'tayra kula. He's doing in a state of utmost purity. Say he can tap into the Iragonos, because where's the Iragonos? It's in the Torah. So what's the koyach that this child has? He's able to be soifa umabit mi soifa oilamad soifa. It's the Lashon HaGemara in Mesechtes Nida Daf Lamed Amud. It's the same exact Lashon HaGemara in Mesechtes Chagiga Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Lulei de Mistafina. Who knows? Maybe this is the same art. But I'll tell you something very interesting. Rav Moshe Mordechai Alevi Schulzinger, in his Sefer Mishmar Alevis, when we learned Mesechtes Tzvachim and Menachos, in Kachem we spoke out a lot for Rav Schulzinger. So he wrote, there's a Sefer for Rav Schulzinger al HaTorah, Mishmar Alevi, his first piece, right in the beginning of Parashas Bereishis, Vayar L'kim Nesor, Ki Toiv, and Chazal say, he saw that it was too good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, and he decided to hide it. This is the Aragonos he brings, that he saw in Svarim HaKadoshim, Chesidish Svarim, this idea, that when we say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid it, what he means is that he hid it, L'tzadikim L'asulavi, tzadikim that are going to come in future generations, Ve'hechon Gonzai, where did he hide it? He hid it in the Torah, and he's mafalfal, like a real briska, on this Chesidish idea, that the Aragonos, it's very geschmack. It's where chesidus meets brisk. And he has a whole pilpul over here. So he wrote this letter to an Adam Gadol, and he tells him like this, V'chol masha anachnu mefalfalim bozeh b'siyati d'shmaya. The reason we're being mefalfal, who's loim d'pnei she'in anachnu mekablim u'maskimim chas v'sholim, she'ish tzadikim ba'ilum hazeh, she'tsoifim mitzoif ha'ilum ha'tsoifai. Meaning, we're mekabal, I believe 100% that there are tzadikim that could see mitzoif ha'ilum ha'tsoifai. So it would make sense, it would reconcile very nicely with this idea that the Oiragonos is something that tzadikim were able to tap into. Ela shekoila nidin hu, what we're trying to figure out is if that skula that the tzadikim have to see mitzoif ha'ilum ha'tsoifai is related, if it's kshura im ha'iragonos, oi ulai zachul is aloi mikayach ha'iragonos. Ela bischasin yonim acher. He says, also, he says, I'm trying to understand a little better. What does that mean? Adam soifa boy mit soifa oyma vat soifa. So our Gemara said you could be here and you could see what's happening in Aspamia. But he's going on the Gemara Chagiga Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. He says ima kavanos. Listen to this. This is the punchline. Rak l'masha Baal Shem Tov. So he starts quoting Moifson. He says the Baal Shem Tov once saw tzofa shegisay nimtza b'shabes koyde shaloyim koymai bechutz laris b'bris mila. The Baal Shem Tov once knew where his brother-in-law was on a Shabbos, that he was in chutz laris somewhere. He was at a bris mila. Oh yeah, and if flies ma'achayzim v'leblin. He says, everybody knows all the maishim that happened with the Chayzim and Lublin. Oy Masha Maril Diskin saw, for the Maril Diskin once saw, Shabayla Shalaguna Nimtza be Paris, Vishala Chayzim Lashar. A woman once came to Maril Diskin, she was an Aguna, and the Maril Diskin told her, go to Paris, that's where your husband is, the Kachava. So he says, I mean, he was Tzayfim, Yisayfim, Yisayfim, Yisayfim. He says, is this what it means? Is this what it's referring to? Oy Masha Nefesh HaChayim Nichnas Be'emtza HaSeg L'Shivas V'Lajin. He says, I heard another story, that Reb Chaim V'Lajin once walked into Yeshiva, the V'Lajin Yeshiva, he was Rosh Hashiva. He came in the middle of Seder, v'espalu b'rabin tilas v'inot rose, and he stopped. And he said, the Olam should get up and start davening and saying to Hillim, there's Byron. They found out afterwards, but Oysa Shah, he says, Svina Maturefes Bayam, there was a ship somewhere that was drowning, and as soon as they started davening, the Velozhin Yeshiva, another Moifus. Again, it sounds like he was Soifim, Yitzoifim, Olam Atsoifim. Oy, Masha Omer, Nefesh Achayim, Sha'achshav, Ni Yitzchok, Oysa Kach Vakach. He says, Rechaim Velozhin used to say things about his son Yitzchok, Reb Itzela, Mi Velozhin. He said, my son Yitzchok's doing this, he's doing that. How did he know this? Sounds like he was Soifim, Yitzoifim, Olam Atsoifim. Oi, halamid dalud moifsim shegi siper hagrach mi brisk ben ashima achas miyoveva beis alevi. He says Reb Chaim Briska used to say over 34 moifsim that he saw by his father the beis alevi ben ashima achas. Like he say that Saras ben Yehama. Ben ashima achas used to say over. He says vechei masha koisev. He brings other moifsim as well with the stipler. He says either way. He says this idea that I see in the Chassidish Svarim that the Oir HaGonos HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid. Where did he hide it in the Torah? And for the tzaddikim loss of avoy. So he said he's pashamuching. He wants to know that maybe this explains all these different moifsim. Whether it's the moifsim of the Real Diskin or the Baal Shem Tov or the Chayzim Lublin or Reb Chaim Velozhin or the 34 moifsim that Reb Chaim Chaim Briska, right? And then think of the Beis Halevi is about Maifas. The 34 Maifas that used to say over B'Nishim Achz, is this coming from this Koyach? Dead at Tzadikim Lassul Lavai? They tapped into the Aragonas that's in the Torah? Or maybe they got it from somewhere else. Either way, that's the first Ara. The second Ara is that the Gemara said, we'll skip the second Ara. Tumas Leda. So we spoke in the Hakdama to Perek HaMapelos, and now we're going to finish Perek HaMapelos, but in the introduction to Perek HaMapelos, we spoke a little bit about Tumas Leda. Where does it come from? So the Rabban says Tumas Leda comes from, because the child comes from the Makar. When a woman gives birth to a child, she bleeds from the Makar. So it's related somewhat to, it's related to Tumas Leda. But we spoke out at the time that B'Shem Svarim HaKdoshim, and I was Mevarer, the Welt says this over from the Kotzker Rebbe, that the Kotzker Rebbe said that Gimel Mavteichos Leinimsru B'Yad Shliach, and one of the Mavteichos is the Mavteich Shel Chaya, which means that when a child is born, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anivel Shliach, Kaviyochel goes, and he's Poseach the Rechem of the mother. If that's the case, there's an incredible kurva that a person has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the woman has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at the time that she's giving birth. If that's the case, said the Kotzker Rebbe, what does Tuma come from? Whenever there's a void of Kedusha, Tuma takes the opportunity, it comes in and pounces. That's the idea of Tumas Meis. A person has a neshama, but the neshama leaves the guf after the person dies. Being that the neshama leaves the guf, so there's a void of Kedusha, the neshama left the guf. So now there's a makkah for Tuma to come. Now the Tuma is going to be chal. Either way, that's the idea of Tumas Leida as well, because there's a special connection, a closeness that the mother has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the time that she gives birth to a child. Gimel Mavteichos Leinimsru B'Yad Shliach. One of them is the Mavteich Shel Chaya, and it's based on that, that when the HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes away, so now there's a void, that's the opportunity for Tumah to come in. That's the idea of Tumas Leidus. I don't remember who told this to me, so Zaitz Moichel, but somebody texted me right after that L'chura, this Gemara, it brings out the point even more. Half of a fellow. Because what do you see in this Gemara? That when an Uber is B'Yerech Imai, the child is learning Torah. He knows Kala Torah Kula. He's tapped in maybe to the Iragonos. He's able to be Mabit, V'tsoifa, Misoifa, Oilam V'atsoifa. Think of the level of Kedusha that the Uber is in, that state that the child is in when it's in his mother's womb. What happens when the child is born? It's not in the mother anymore. Number one, the child forgets his Torah. But forget about that. Look at it from the mother's perspective. See, you keep on thinking of the Uber. Wow, the Uber is in Ner Dolok. Right, this is a mother that's walking around and carrying a child. That's Tzavoydus HaKadosh. But it's not just Tzavoydus HaKadosh. She has inside of her a child that's learning Kala Torah Kula, that's tapped into this Ner Dolok. Think of her level of Kedusha. Right, you're always thinking of it from the perspective of the child. What about from the perspective of the mother? Right, it takes that Tzavoydus HaKadosh of pregnancy to a whole nother level. It's amazing what she's carrying inside of her. What happens after the child is born? She doesn't have that anymore. So that Kedusha, maybe of the Uber, is not there anymore. Oh, the Kedusha is not there anymore. What happens? There's Tumas. It's the same idea, but with Nachak Nech. Hence, you have the Tumas later. Either way, Zokti Gemara Vait. A lot more classic Gemaras. Tanu Rabbono, Shlesh Chalash Marishayin. In the first 3 months, the first trimester of pregnancy, Vlad Darba Madara Tachta. The child, the Uber, the fetus, lives, it dwells in the lowest part, literally the lowest chamber of the uterus. And Tsoim, during the middle months, meaning the second trimester, Vlad Darba Madara Tsoim. Achroinim, the last trimester, Vlad Darba Madara El. Kibichigis Mani Lotzes, as soon as it comes time for the child to leave, Mishapech Fiyoitze, it flips around. Meaning, the Gemara is saying that when a child is in its mother's womb, so the feet are pointing in the direction of the opening of the rechem. But when a child delivers, in most cases, it comes out head first. So what happens? Kiven she is giyas manu lotzeis, mishapich v'yoytze v'zeu chevle isha. This is the final pain that a woman has when she delivers a child. That's what it's coming from. V'hainu the time is what we learned in the Mishnah. Chevle shel nekeva merubin shel zachar. We learned that the pain that a woman has when she gives birth to a nekeva is more than the pain that she has when she gives birth to a zachar. From Rabbi Lazar, so before the Gemara explains that, the Gemara digresses for a moment. Micro, what's the pasuk? Meaning, going back, how do you know that during the first trimester, the fetus is in the lowest part of the uterus. Asher usesi baseser rukamti betachtiyos oretz. Darti loy nemar. It doesn't say that the child lived betachtiyos oretz. Elu rukamti, it developed there. So while it's developing, when it's in the embryo stage, so that's where it's betachtiyos. That's a, no, it's b'mader atachtoin during the first trimester. Now we mentioned that the chevle shel nekeva is merubin shel zocha. Ma'ishal chevle nekeva merubin shel zocha. What's the pshat in that? I mean, it sounds like chevle leida comes from the fact that the child has to flip. It has to go from being in a breech position so that the head is facing towards the psichas harechem. Why then would it be more so for the nekeva than for the zachar? So the Gemara says, because zeh ba kederech tashmishoi, v'zeh ba kederech tashmishoi. Each child is delivered b'derech tashmishoi. And as a result, zeh hoifech aspanea, v'zeh ein hoifech panim. The way a boy is delivered, he's kederech tashmishoi, the derech tashmish is that the boy should be l'mayla, facing down, which is the natural state, says the Gemara, of a fetus while it's in the womb of its mother. So although it has to go from being feet first to head first, but it doesn't have to flip because it's lying in its mother's womb face down and it's going to be delivered face down. However, the nekeva is going to come out kederech tashmishoi, which means it's going to be paneha lemaila, being that she's going to be paneha lemaila and she's lying panav lemata or paneha lemata. So therefore, there's two switches that have to happen. Number one, the feet and the head, and number two, she has to flip, and that's for that reason, there's a little bit more chevle leida by nekeva than there is for a zach. The first trimester, Tashmish is bad for the woman, it's not so good for her. It's also not so good for the Vlad. The understanding is because it's in the Madra Tachtoin. So being that's in the Madra Tachtoin, it could be dangerous. And Tsoim, the middle 3 months, the second trimester, Koshali Isha, it's not good for the woman, but the Yafal of Vlad. Achroinim, the last trimester, Yafal Ish, Yafal of Vlad. And the reason it's Yafal for the Vlad, here the Gemara explains it, Shemitoich Kach Nimsa Vlad Meluban. Umezuros, that somehow the Zera Rashi says cleans the child, but either way, it's good for both of them. Ton, Hamashamish Mitosa, Liam Tishin. If someone is Mashamish Mitosa on the 90th day of pregnancy, Ke'ilu Shoyfech Domin. Meaning, it's so bad for the Uber that it's Ke'ilu Shoyfech Domin. How's a person even supposed to know that? You tell me it's Ke'ilu Shoyfech Domin? How's the person even supposed to know? You're right, says the Gemara, Elamar Abaya, Mashamish Vahoylech, you don't have to worry about it. The Shoymer Psoyim Hashem. We'll get back to this later. Tara Rabbanon. Shloisha Shutvin Yesh Ba'adam. A person has three partners. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aviv, the Imai. Aviv, and each one contributes something. Aviv, Mazriya Haloif, the father's contribution is the zera, which is white. Shemi menu at somois vegidim, vetziparnayim, the nails, umayach sheberoishai, the brain, the loivin shebaayim, the white of the eye. Imoi mazras oidim, the mother contributes red. Shemi menu or, ubasar, usairois, vishachar shebaayim, the black of the eye. HaKadosh Baruch Hu contributes noisabai ruach and neshama. The cluster upon him, a person's facial expressions comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uriyas ho'ayin, the koyach to see, uchmias ha'oizen to hear, the dibur pen to talk, vilach hargrayim to walk, uvina v'haskel. So the physical aspects of the person come from the mother and the father, but the ability to actually use them, that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When it comes time for a person to leave the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu noitel chelkoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves all the evarim, the ramach evarim, the shesah gidim remain in the person, but the ability to talk and to see and to hear and the cluster panim and the bin and the haskel, all of that, that's taking away. And whatever the mother and the father contributed, that remains. Amar Papa, Papa said, Hayru Damar Inchi. This is what people mean when they say, puts milcha ushtei bisra lekalba. Literally, shake off the salt and you can throw the meat to the dogs. Meaning, if you don't preserve the meat, then you're not going to be able to eat it anymore. You give it to the dogs. A person's body is preserved by the chelek ashutfis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when a person dies, what happens? The salt is removed. The preservatives aren't there anymore. HaKadosh Baruch Hu removes his chelek that he contributed, and then what you're left with is a bas of Adam. Literally, that's all it is. But without any koyach, and being that it doesn't have any koyach, at that point, the shtei bisra lekalba, at that point, the person is buried because the person doesn't have any abilities anymore. Dorish Rav Chinen Rabar Pop. May dechsev oise gedoyleis adein cheker v'neflois adein mispar. Boy, rei, shaloi kemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basav adam. Midas basav adam nois en chefetz bechemetz tzrura ufiyo l'mailo. Midas basav adam is that a person, if he has a chefetz that he wants to hide, or he wants to maintain. So if he puts it in a chemetz that's tzrura, he puts it in a jug, even if the face of it is facing upwards, meaning it looks like it's pretty protected, still sofik mishtamer, sofik e mishtamer. Vila Kadosh Baruch Hu, saru uber me isha, psucha bila mata. Kadosh Baruch Hu put the uber in its mother's womb, and it's the womb is psucha, and it's not only psucha, but it's pia. The opening of it is lemata, it's towards the bottom of the woman, umishtama, and so it's protected. So you see from here, oisa gedoilis adin cheker, vinefloyis adin misbet, avarachan achab shat, adam noisin chafetz of the kap and zayim. If a person puts things on a scale, calls man shemach vidyar lemata, the more you put it, more items you put on one side of the scale, so the heavier it's going to be, the lower it's going to go. Kol zman shemachbid yoyred lamata. If you look at Kadosh Baruch Hu, but Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not that way. Kol zman shemachbid havlad oyla lamayla. The heavier the child gets, meaning as the child grows, it moves up, as we saw earlier, that it goes from the beginning, and the first trimester it's lamata, and then it goes to the madur emtsoy, and it's moving up as it's getting heavier, so that's backwards. So that again said, the Gemara is related, that's the Dover Acha related to this pasuk. The pasuk says, "Oidcha Hashem al kinei rois nifleisi nifloim masecha v'nafshi oidas ma'oid." So this is a pasuk that David HaMelech says in Tehillim. He says, "Oidcha Hashem." He says, "Nei rois nifleisi." Right? You've heard that term, "nifloim masecha v'nafshi oidas ma'oid." Boy, Reish like this. Midas pasuk v'dam. Adam noisein zaroinim ba'ruga. If a person plants seeds in a garden, kolachas va'achas oilu b'min. So if you take two seeds and you put them together, each seed is going to develop into what that seed represents. You don't say, because I put them together, something else is going to come out. V'ilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not that way. Tzara uber b'mei isha, v'kulon oimam b'menechad. By a child, the man plants his seed, the woman plants her seed, ish mazriya, isha mazras, and together some new creation comes about. So it's not that the Ish's Zera is Mazria, his thing, and the woman, her thing. No, together they come and something happens. That's not something that you have by Midas Basar Vedam. This is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what David HaMelech was referring to when he said, Oidcha Hashem al kinei rois nefleisi neflo masecha v'navshi yodas. Another pshat, tzaba noisin samadam liyor kulo ayin l'tzaba echad. If a tzaba, someone that dyes clothing, so he puts the dye into a vat, so everything is going to come out into one color. I mean, if you mix a whole bunch of colors together in a vat, in contrast to what we just said with seeds, so if you mix it all together, so it's all going to come out, it's going to be one confused color. V'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tzar ha'uber b'mei isha, kol achas v'achas oyla b'minoi. Each component that's contributed into the creation of a child has its own function. Like the Gemara said earlier, the man's chelik contributes this, the woman's chelik contributes that. It doesn't become one big confused taruvus. Tarish Rav Yoyi said, "My dichsev." What's pshat in the pasuk that says, "Oidcha Hashem ki onafto bi yoshev apcha usanach ameni." This is a pasuk in Yeshaya. So Yeshaya Novi said, "Oidcha Hashem, thank you Hashem ki onafto bi." Why am I thanking you? Because you were angry at me. You know, well, yeah. You're thanking Hashem because Hashem was angry at you? He said, yeah. Because Yoshev Apcha, because I realize now that your anger prevented something terrible from happening to me. And through that, I got Nechama. So Yeshaya said, thank you, Hashem, for what? For being angry at me. Because I thought when you were angry at me, but I realize now that you being angry at me actually prevented, it was Yoshev Apcha. It actually caused other Charoinaf not to happen. I'm getting chizik from it. Okay, but now Kasim Adaber, Bishnei Bnei Adam, She Yatsu L'Schayra. There were two people that were Yatsu L'Schayra. They went out on a business trip. Yoshev L'Koitz L'Echamehem. One of them had a thorn stuck in his foot. So today's days, maybe in his tire, or he got stuck in traffic, he missed his flight. Hischum b'charev v'magadev. He was very upset. He got really, really angry. Yomim. Afterwards, he found out that this boat that he missed ended up sinking. So, that's what David HaMelech said. That there were often times that I was disappointed. Here, I wanted something to happen, and I thought that, oy vey, it's so terrible that this isn't playing out the way I wanted to, but I realize now that ki anafta bi, that when you were angry at me, when I had that proverbial flat tire, it was Yoshev Apcha. It was a way of you fakir, being you were protecting me. This is where Belaza famously said, a very, very well-known Maimar Agada. So Pashat, Oysen of Flois Levadai means only HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates Moifsen. But what said Rabbi Laza, you know what it means? Is Afilu Bal Hanes in a Makir Benisai. That how many times in a person's life does he have miracles taking place and he doesn't even realize? Even the Bal Hanes The Baal Dover, the person that it's happening to, the beneficiary, he has no idea. Oysin Eflois Levadai, said Rabbi Elazar, means that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that the miracles are happening. That's the Hemshech of the Pasuk. Ubaruch Shem Kvoy De Le'olam, says Aruch Lanev. So what should a person do when he comes to acknowledge that? Ubaruch Shem Kvoy De Le'olam. When you realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always looking out for your good, then it's Baruch Shem Kvoy De Le'olam. You should always thank Hashem. Don't pick and choose when you should fail. Now, this I'm thanking you for. For this, I'm going to be Mechara from Agadav. You have to Oitcha Hashem Ki Anaftabi. You know why? Because Oysen of Lois Levati. Because Ein Balanes Ma'ke Benisoy. So that's the point. You do what the Vilna Gaon said, that there's different words in Nach and in Chazal that refer to helping. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you say in Shemayin Esrei, is Melech Oizer u'Mashiach u'Magen. Melech Oizer, Hashem helps, u'Mashiach, he helps, u'Magen, he helps, right? They're all synonyms of each other. But obviously each word has its own meaning. So the Gaon said, Melech Oizer means that a person's trying to do something, Hashem is Oizer, he'll help you do it. Right, you're trying to accomplish something, you have a goal, whatever it is. So Hashem helps you do it. You have Siyata D'Shemaya. What you try doing actually happened. U'Mashiach, said the Gaon, is when a person is helpless, there's nothing he can do. There's nothing in terms of his shtadlus that he can do that can get him out of his situation. Hashem is Moshiach. Hashem will split the sea. Hashem will help you at a time where there's nothing you can do yourself. What's Magen? Magen, said the Vilna Gaon, is when a person's trying to do something because he thinks it's the right thing for him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything possible to make sure it doesn't happen. And this person is Mecharef or Megadif. He doesn't understand what's going on here. Hashem will prevent you from doing what you're trying to do because he's saving you. Because Afilu Balanes in a Makkah Benisai. Either he helps you, Mashiach is when you're helpless, Magen is to the contrary, when you're trying to do something, Darash Rab Chanina Bar Papa, my dechsev, Orchi Verivi Zay Risa, Vechol Derochai Hiskanta. So Orchi Verivi, which in this context is referring to Tashmish, Zay Risa. Zay Risa is Miloshan Zoyre. It's one of the Lamatas Melochas, not Zoyrea, Zoyre. It's a synonym of boirer, right? To winnow. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu winnowed the tashmish. What does that mean? A person is not born from every tipa. Elamin ha-boirer sheba. So there's a boirer that goes on within the tipa from which the child is born. Tanavir Rabbi Shmuel. Mashal Adam she zayra beveis ha-gronois. A person was being zayra in a beis ha-gronois. Noitel es ha-oichel u-maniach es ha-psoiles. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the oichel of the zera, he's maniach the psoiles, and from there a child is born. Kid Rabbavo, and this is consistent with something Rabbavo said. Rabbavo Rami, yes, the ksira, ksiv, the pasuk says, Vatazreini chayel. David HaMelech said, Vatazreini chayel. You gave me strength. But Tazreini means, again, Lashon Zoyra, you winnowed strength for me. The ksiv, and there's another pasuk that says, Hokel HaMeazreini chayel. Ma'azreini miloshin, you gird me with strength. You give me strength. So once it says tazreini without the aleph, and then it says ha'me'azreini with an aleph, which is not the same word, and Rav Avo thought it was a stira. Rav Avo rami. Here it says va'tazreini on an aleph. Here it says okay la'ma'azreini with an aleph. Amadov te'ekadosh baruch hu ribayna shalaylam zeirisani v'zeirastani. They're both true. You gave me strength, but you gave me strength by being zayra, because I was born from the bayrer, from the oichel mitaych ha'psoilis of my father zera, and as a result, they're both true. The Me'azreini comes from the Vatazreini. Darash Rabbi Vol. Ma'idik siv. Mi mona ofer Yaakov u'mispar es roiva Yisrael. So who said this? Bilam said this. Right? Mi mona ofer Yaakov. Pashit. Who counted the offer of Yaakov? U'mispar or numbered as roiva Yisrael. So roiva Pashit means a quarter. Right? Roiva hakav. Malame. But we learn from here. Shekadosh Baruch Hu yoyshev v'soifer es revi'i oyseyem shal Yisrael. Rabbi Vol darshan roiva miloshen roiveya v'nirva. A lashon of tashmish. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu sits and he counts literally the tashmish of Klal Yisrael. Masai tovai tipa shad tzaddik noitzer himeno. When is a tipa going to come from where a tzaddik is going to be born? So again, Bilam said this. And when Bilam realized this benavua, he was very disturbed. Amar, he said, Misha hu tahar, u kadosh, u mishar sof tahar v'ktoishim. Like we saw in the beginning of the daf. Yatzitz bedavars, eh? This is what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is busy with. He's looking at the tashmish of that doesn't make sense. Miyad. And as soon as he said that, nismas eina, he became blind in one eye. Dechsev no uma gever shesum ha'oyin, one eye, why not two eyes? He was fine. Dom Rabbi Yochanan, my dechsev ayishkav ima balayla hu. This is referring to the night that Yaakov was supposed to be with Rachel. He ended up being with Leah. And who was born that night? Who was conceived that night? Yisachar. Malabich Hakadosh Baruch Hu siya ba'isay ma'isa. Hakadosh Baruch Hu played a role. Shenema Yisachar chamor gorem. So pashit Yisachar is a strong donkey, but we learn from here now chamor gorem loyli Yisachar. That there's a drush over here. A chamor is what caused Yisachar to be brought. How so? Because Yaakov thought he was supposed to go to Rachel, but then his donkey was going to Leah's tent. So he followed the donkey. He felt that it was a siman, and again through Leah came Yisachar. So what's the point? The point is that Hakadosh Baruch Hu knew that Yaakov and Leah that night was supposed to conceive Yisachar, and it was a bechina of Malamit Shakadosh Baruch Hu Yoishev Esoifer as Revi Yoiseim Shal Yisrael Masai Tovai Tipa Shat Tzadik Noitzer Emena. The Gemara gives one real life example of how this played out, and that is with Yaakov, Leah, and ultimately the Tzadik Yisachar. Exhale. So before we go weiter, just one more ha'ara. Not sure how much time we're going to have, but one more ha'ara. And that is, so the Gemara mentioned earlier that there's different tkufas during a woman's pregnancy where tashmish is kasha, it's yafesh, loy shechadashim arishayinim, tashmish kasha li'isha, v'gam kasha levlad. Emtsoyim, kasha li'isha, v'yafel levlad. Achroinim, yafel li'isha, the Yafel Levlad. Then the Gemara said, Tana was taught in a Braisa. HaMeshamish Mitasei Liyoyim Tishim. If someone's Meshamish Mitasei Liyoyim Tishim, Ke'ilu Shoyfech Damen. It's literally Ke'ilu Shoyfech Damen. The Gemara, Ke'ilu Shoyfech Damen. How's a person even supposed to know when it's Irak? I'm Rabbaya, Meshamish V'Hoylech. You don't have to worry about it because Shoyim Ripsoyim Hashem. The Aruch Laner on this Gemara asks that the Gemara says if someone's Meshamish Mitasei Liyoyim Shishim, it's keilu shayfich damim. It sounds like there's an isser shvichas damim on an ober. Right? Who are you being shayfich damim? It's the ober. The ober's life. It's at a very critical point in its development, and as a result, you may kill the child. And if you kill the child, you're a shayfich damim. So says the Gemara, it's keilu shayfich. It sounds like there's an isser shvichas damim on a child. We know it's a mishnah. Nida, daf mem gimel amidays, daf mem dalet amid aleph, a tinoik ben yoim echad, when a child is 1 day old, if somebody kills the child, he's chayiv misa. Clearly implied from there is that while a child is still a fetus, while it's in its mother's child, if somebody would kill the child then, abortion, it wouldn't be considered shvichas damim. Sefreikta Aruch Laner, if somebody proactively goes and kills an uber, he's not a shvichas damim. It's only a tinek ben yoim echad. So how could the Gemara say I'm a shamish mitasei liyoim tishim is keilu shayfich damim? It's not shayfich damim. Says the Aruch Laner, the Teretz is pashut. The Gemara didn't say he's a shayfich damim. The Gemara said keilu shayfich damim. And being that the Gemara only said keilu shayfich damim, you're right. You're really not a shayfich damim. You're a keilu shayfich damim. Of course, this ties into all the different places in Shas where the Gemara says keilu, and we always speak it out. How far are you supposed to take this idea of keilu? If someone learns kachim, it's as if he brought a carbon. Someone says karbonis, it's mamish as if he brought a carbon. So when you say kachim, you have to stand because the kayhanim used to only stand. You can't read the parish of chatas unless you chayiv a chatas. Right, all these different shayos. Ktoiris, if someone's going to miss out one of the samimonim of the Ktoiris, he's chayiv misa because that was the halacha mechisa achas mikol samanel chayiv misa. Kolam alamidus ben chavir toir malo olav akisul. Kilu Yodis, you don't have to have children now. You don't have to be kind of mitzvah puravu because you taught somebody Torah. So either way, this is a nice mar makim darach laner who's meicher from this Gemara that it can't really be shayfich daven, because if it's really shayfich daven, how's it possible? How does it reconcile with all that ray? So zok darach laner, that's the pshat kilu shayfich daven. It says darach laner, I have one ha'ara, and that is he says I found that the Magen Avraham in Simin Reish Mem, that's where all the halachis of Tashmish are. It's in Eruch Chaim Simin Reish Mem. So he brings as follows. Ha-Meshamish B'Leil Tzadik, the Magen Avraham brings this. Ha-Meshamish B'Leil Tzadik, it's Sivkotin Hei, Miyoyim Shenes Abra, Ha-Reizeh Shoyfech Dovim. She'ef Shalom Esavlad. B'Gemar Nidolam and Aleph Masak Azeh V'Ho'idna, Shoyim Ripsoyim Hashem. But he brings... And what's his lashon? Ha-reizeh shayfich damim. Doesn't say kilu shayfich damim. It says ha-reizeh shayfich damim. But then the Magen Avraham says the makor. You know what the makor is? Not. He quotes our Gemara afterwards. But he says k'savim zayra kadosh mois daf gimel. It comes from a zayah. So says the Aruch Laner, the lashon of the zayah that the Magen Avraham quotes in Simin Reish Mem is not kilu shayfich damim. It's ha-reizeh shayfich damim. If that's the case, it's hodja kol shaluduchte. We ask the kasha. How could Mishamish B'Tas be a problem? L'chura, what are you worried about? You're going to kill the child? There's no Issach Shvichas Domim if you kill a child. V'advar Matikin. The Teretz is only Ke'ilu Shvichas Domim. And this is maybe a Raya, that wherever it says Ke'ilu, it's not Mamish, it's only Ke'ilu. But Abba Mefurish is Zoyer. Not a Gemara, but I have a Zoyer. And the Zoyer says, I raise that Shvichas Domim. How does the Zohar then stem with this idea? So he says, you have to say, based on what Tosa says throughout Shas, Chulun Lama Gimel, and he says in Masechta Sanhedrin, Perek Arba Mises as well, and that is that even though it's true that if somebody kills an Uber, he's not going to be Chayiv Misa, but Isura Mia Iko, there's still going to be an Isser. And what is the Isser? It's an Isser Shvichas Domen. And that's what the Zohar meant. Harei Zeh Shvichas Domen, because there really is a Shvichas Domen. Not the Shvichas Domen that's maybe Yehorug Val Yavar, not the Shvichas Domen for which you're going to be Chayiv Misa, maybe. But the point is that Harei Zeh Shvichas Domen is true in this case based on Tosfos' Chiddush. In other words, this Gemara is a raya, says the Aruch Haner, to Tosfos Yisoy, which is the second raya that we had to Tosfos in the last few weeks over here, talked away both from Divrei Agada and Masechtas Nida. Again, it's mavur in the sugyas of abortion, right? We have so many raid bites on this. When we went through the real sugyas, Rav Moshe's tshuva and the Shelas Yaivitz and the Chavis Yar and Rav Waldenberg's tshuvas that are literally Neurois, Neflesi, as we saw earlier in the daf. I mean, these tshuvas about Chedushim Neuroi. I've gone through this 5 times already. But one thing is clear, that it's mavur, there's a chiddush of Tosfos. It's Tosfos' chiddush. It's not mavur in the Gemara. It's Tosfos' chiddush. That even though there's no Isser Ritzicha to kill an Uber, but Isura Mio Iko. We had 2 rayas. So what were the 2 rayas? The first one was the Gilyan Ashas and the Sachtas Moy Katan. The Gemara says when it comes to fingernails, so if somebody burns them, he's a chassid. If he buries them, he's a tzaddik. Zorkon, he's a rasha. Why? Because we're afraid that maybe an Isha Mu'uberes, a pregnant woman, is going to walk over the fingernails and the child is going to miscarry. And as a result, you're a rasha. Zorkon Kivega, take a look in Taisus. What does he mean? He sends us to these Tosfos and where Tosfos says it's halacha. Because if there's no Isser to kill an Uber, what's the problem? So you're a Rasha because of the gram, because you took your fingernail, you threw it, and then a pregnant woman. If you kill an Uber, if you abort a child, there's no Isser. Elamayitz muchach, there's an Isser. So you have 1 raya from the fingernails. And what's the second raya? This Gemara, Mishamish, Be'leil Tes, Be'leil Tishin, Harezeh, Shoifich Domin. What does it mean, Shoifich Domim? It should be Ke'ilu Shoifich Domim. It can't be real Shvichas Domim. The Teretz is. No, there really is a real Shvichas Domim. Because this, that's Mavur, that there's no Shvichas Domim, that's Mikzad, the Chaymer Shvichas Domim. Oh, but is the Shvichas Domim there is? I mean that there's an Shvichas Domim. Incidentally, that in itself is noteworthy because if you remember, this is going back a long time, in Masech Teschulin, when he went through the Tshuvas of Rav Waldenberg, see, as a whole, clear whether the Isser that Tosfos says is a Shvichas Domim Dige Isser, or maybe it's like an Isser Ba'alma. It's not even Muchach, it's a Shvichas Domim Dige Isser. This Zohar HaKadosh, with this Aruch Laner, would be a Raya that it's a real Isser, it's a Shvichas Domim Dige Isser. Either way, of a lot more Gemara. Omer Reb Yitzchak, Omer Reb Ami. Isha Mazras Tchila, Yeleda Zohar. When an Isha's Mazria Tchila, she's Yeleda Zohar. Isha Mazria Tchila, Yeleda Znekeva. Shenemar, Isha Ki Sazria, when the Isha says Ria, the Yolda Zohar. Again, it's not clear what it means, Isha Mazras Tchila. We saw in the beginning of Perek Kol Hayad that some Rishonim hold that a woman has an Isser to be Moitzi Zera Levatola. So there's obviously some idea of Zera that relates to a woman. Here it comes up again. Isha Mazras Tchila Yoleda Zohar. But either way, it sounds like the Zohar is more related to the woman. Then the cave is more related to the man. Tanu Rabbanu Mishanu Hayo. I mean, they used to say Ish Mazrias Tchila Yolad Zohar. Ish Mazrias Tchila Yolad Zankeva. For like Pirshu Chachamim Esadav. But they never explained it. Ad Sheba, not Rabbi Akiva. Ad Sheba Rab Tzadik. Until Rab Tzadik came, Upirshay. He said Ela Bnei Leya Asher Yolda Liyakov Bepadan Aram. The Eiz Dina Bitoy. Oh, Tala Has Chorim Binekevois. Ela b'nei Leia, it's b'nei Leia. So the boys are attributed to Leia. The Ezdina Bitoi, Dina is attributed to Yaakov. So you see, Tola Hascharim v'nekevois, b'nei Leia. When a cave is the Scharim, Kishmak, Dina Bitoi, says the Gemara. The Pasuk says, Vayiyu b'nei Ulam. This is a Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim Aleph. The sons of Ulam were Anoshim, Giboirei Chayil, they were very strong. Dorche Keshes, Umar bin Banu with Nebanim. And they had a lot of sons and a lot of grandsons. Sounds like because they were so strong, they were Yubari Chayil, they were Darchi Keshet, that's why they had so many sons and so many grandsons. Ella says the Gemara, Mitoich Shemashin Atzmi Bebetin. Yeah, it actually, the reason they had so many sons was related to their Gvura. Because what they would do is Beshas Tashmish, they would remain on the Betin of their wives so that so the woman would be Mazras Tchila, their gvura would be that they were able to control themselves. Sheyu b'neihem zecharim, so like this, their children would be zecharim. And it's malaleim akasav kilei marim bottom neibonim. V'ainu dam Rav Katina. That's what Rav Katina meant when he said yecholani lasoiz kol banai zecharim. He says I can make sure that all my children should be zecharim. What was he referring to? This gvura. This is the way. Shemashen atzma bebetem kidei sheyazriu nishaseim tchil. Omer Rava. Rava said haroitz lasoiz kol banai zecharim. If somebody wants that all his children should be zecharim, yivel v'yeshna. There's a way. He should be boil, and he should be boil a second time. What's the point? You'll be boil, the ish will be mazras, and then by the biyishniya, the second biila, like this, will be able to have a child, and at this point, she was mazria ready from the first time, and now it could be through the biyishniya, after she was already mazras, that's where the zachar is going to come from. The Gemara says in Masech the Shabbos, on this note, Tav kuf yud ches amid beis, Omer Rabbi Yossi said, Chomesh biilois pa'alti, this is the great Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, Halacha kamoisa b'chal nakoim, Nimukayima. He said he was boil five b'ilois, v'natati chamisha rozen b'Yisrael. And he planted five cedar trees in Klal Yisrael. Five gedolim, said Rabbi Yossi, came from him, and it came from five b'ilois. Who were these five arozen? Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yossi, v'Rabbi Loza b'Rabbi Eliezer b'Rabbi Yossi, v'Rabbi Chalafta b'Rabbi Yossi, v'Rabbi Avtilas b'Rabbi Yossi, v'Rabbi Nachem b'Rabbi Yossi. These Rabbi Yossi's five. Speaking of Gemara, there was a sixth son, v'Ikav Ardimas. What happened to Vardimas, Rav Yossi? So the Gemara says, Hainu Vardimas, Hainu Menachem. Vardimas and Menachem are the same. Am I calling Vardimas? Why do they call him Vardimas? Shaponov Doimin Leveret. Because his face looked like a veret, like a rose. Says the Gemara, the name of Rav Yossi, Mitzvah Zayinu, like Kayim. It sounds like Rav Yossi wasn't a Kayim Mitzvah Zayinu. Chomish B'ilo is Baalti. How's that possible? Elo, says the Gemara, hey, Mo, you're right. You have to edit Rav Yossi. You know what Rav Yossi really meant? Not Chomish B'ilo is Baalti, Elo Chomish B'ilo is Baalti the Shonisi. There were five times that I was boil, and then boil again a second time. And because I was boil a second time, notati chamisha rozen b'Yisrael. What does that mean? Zograshi. Ba'alti v'shonisi kidei sheyiu zecharim. Da'amamar haroitze sheyiu banav zecharim yivo v'yishna. Rashi quotes Erev and Dafkuf on the base, but it's also an our Gemara right here, nida daflamet aleph on the base. There's a Tosfos on that Gemara that we spoke at a lot of radar when we went Masechtas Ksubas. But Tosfos says, what does it mean? Eimehei b'ilois ba'alti v'shonisi, and in Yevamos as well. He quotes a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, Avadu Rabbi Yossi was Mekayim Mitzvahs Oin. And Avada Rabbi Yossi was boil more than five be'ilois, and the pshat is not ba'alti v'shonisi, so that he should have zecharim, and that's why he was zoicha to be noitei chamisha rozen b'Yisrael. But rather, what he was referring to was these were yevamos. These were Yevamos. There were five times that Rabbi Yossi was involved in a Yevamos situation. He didn't want to be Mekayim Mitzvah Zayinah. El Rak Kedei Lekayim Mitzvah Yibum. Dainu Bi Rishoyna. This is reminiscent of the Neid Bihud and the Yarestat Vash that we spoke at earlier in the week. But either way, these were five Be'ilois of Yibum. That was the significant. And he didn't want to do the Be'a Shnia. He only wanted to do the Be'a Rishoyna. This, of course, has Yevamos implications. I'll just tell you, I saw in the Divrei Yatziv from the Heilige Kleisenberger Rebbe. He said that the Gemara has a kasha that what happened to Mitzvah Zayinah? How is Rabbi Yossi not Mekayim Mitzvah Zayinah? So he says that maybe al derech hapshat you could shteltzu the Arizal that's brought down in the Magen Avraham as a hakdama right in the beginning of Simin Reish Mem. He says as follows: Tzorech l'kayim ha'oina af bimei ha'ibur v'yanika. Magen Avraham, that a man has an obligation, he has to provide she'er, he has to provide ksus, he also has to provide oin, he has a chi of tashmish. Tashmish isn't only related to the mitzvah pruvu, but tashmish is a chi of, just like sharing ksus is. And for that reason, even when a woman is pregnant, and while she's nursing, where she can't, or it's not likely she's going to have another child, it doesn't matter. Still, the husband has an obligation to shtautzu tashmish. It's because tashmish isn't only about Pru Revu Amilus Aretz. It's not only about Shloisovara Lashavas Yitzara, but it's an obligation. Sher Ksus V'Oyna. That's the Magen Avraham. Tzorech L'Kayim Ha'Oyna Af Bimei Ha'Ibur V'Yanika. Then he talks about what about during the winter. And it's going to be very hard to toifel. Balkeri's time, eh? So Tfilas Ezra. So somebody asked Arizal, can't do Tfilas Ezra during the winter. It's not possible. They want to know what happened to Oina. The Gambi Meis Ibra V'Yanika. And then they asked Arizal this question as well. What about Bimei Ibra V'Yanika? Where the Tashmish clearly has nothing to do with Pru or Vu. It has nothing to do with Chavez. So yeah, Oina or no Oina. The Heshim and Arizal said, Imo Isha Meicheles Potter. If the woman is Meichel Potter, Mikol Machim Toiv L'Kaima. Ve'hi'idu Olo, however, says the Magen Avraham, that they say about the Arizal, Shehu Lo Yehoye Mekayim Mitzvahs Oina B'Yom HaManah. that the Arizal himself wasn't mekayim mitzvah soina b'mei ha'ibur. He wasn't mekayim mit b'mei yanika, and it sounds like he wasn't mekayim mit b'mei ha'chayiv, where it wasn't possible to do tefillas Ezra. So says the Klaizim Megareva, maybe that's what he was referring to. Chomish b'ilois ba'alti. What happened to the mitzvah soina? The mitzvah zayna wasn't a geya because it was only five be'ilois. Because then it was yimei ibura, then it was yimei yanika. Either way, the divrei yatzim on masech the Shabbos. This is how he says. Maybe the Gemara clearly doesn't say that. Right? The Gemara asks Akasha, what happened to ayna? And the Gemara gives a teretz. Vaz do teretz on mishzayin. Yerushalmi's teretz, it was Yevamis. The Bavli's teretz, it was chamish be'ilois ba'alti v'shanisi. But either way, me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan. A fascinating tzushtal. This Arizal that's mentioned as an introduction right in the beginning of Simin Reishman. Zok the Gemara vaitev. A woman becomes pregnant. When's the time that she's most, or a woman does not conceive, that she's most likely to conceive? Around the time that she becomes a nida. When was I created? Around the time of avoin. Avoin is when she's going to be Rayadam, when there's going to be an Isser. So it's around that time that she was created. No. It's around, just the opposite. It's around the time that she becomes tar. Not around the time that she's going to become a nida, but it's samach letfila, when she's clean. Shenemar ubechet yechamasni imi. I was conceived in the time of chet. My mash, but the high chet, listen to daku yehu, so usually a chet is associated with tumma. But really, the word chet here means tahira. Where do you find that? Tumma karas, the chsev chite yas abayas. It says, v'chite yas abayas, umetargumina vidake yas beisa. Iba yisei mehocha, techateini be'ezoi ve'etar. So again, you see, two psokim where chet means tahira. That's what the pasuk means. Ubechet yechemasni imi. Va'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, amar Rabbam, kimish ba'zachar ba'olam, ba'shalim ba'olam. When a zachar comes into the world, peace comes into the world. Shenema shilchu kar u'moishel eretz. Shilchu kar, send a kar. Kar means a present. Moishel eretz, to the ruler of the land, as a peace offering. So kar is a gift that's brought as a peace offering. And that's what zachar means. Zachar means ze kar. It's the kar that brings peace. Thus, kivin ba zacha ba'ilam, ba shalom ba'ilam. Chazal say that when a child, a zacher, is born, nisrapik kol mishpacha, he brings refuah. Here you see, he brings shalom as well. When a zacher is born, he comes with his bread, comes with his parnasa. Zacher, how do you know that? Because again, zekar, they made a big suda. Nekeva eni maklom. When a girl is born, she doesn't come with anything. Nekeva, and that's what it means. Nekeva, she comes ledig. Ada amra mizoini lo yahavale. Until she asks, Rashi says, until she davens, she yedas lespalo. Until she asks for mizoini, they don't give her. Dechsev nakva schorcha olai. So the Gemara is going to mention, we're going to go through this last Gemara fast, a lot here. Every line here is classic. Why did the Torah say that Eledah should bring a carbon? Why is Eledah? She finished her Tumas Leda, she brings a carbon, a chatas. Why? Because when a woman is about to, when she's in labor, she swears that she's never going to be with her husband again. She doesn't want to have to go through this again. We know that this is going to end up being a Shvuah Sheker. Not right now, but eventually, Amra Torah Tavi Karban. Al Shema Asid, we tell her, just bring the carbon around. Maskel Rabbi Yose. So Rabbi Yose have two kashas. Number one, Amazini. She's amazing. You don't bring a carbon on Amazid. But Charot Italia Milsa. Has nothing to do with carbonis, it's about tshuva. Now, when you do an Aver B'Shoy, you bring a carbon, you also have to do tshuva, like the Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva. But either way, what does that do with carbon? You don't bring a carbon on a Mitzvah, you bring it on a Shoygi. V'oid, carbon Shvua Ba'yasuye. If the carbon's related to Shvua Sheker, then why don't you bring the carbon that a person brings, which was Bito and all the Shvua related carbonas? Two kashas. Neima, Omer Teiru Zachal Shiva. They asked Rabbi Shimon Yochai another question. They asked him, why is it that a zacher is tamei for 7 days, when a keva larbasa and a keva is tamei for 14 days? So a similar idea. Zacher, he said, shakol smeichim boy. When a boy is born, everybody's happy. Mischaretas l'shiva. So she already starts regretting the fact that she made the shvua after 7 days, because she's so happy that she has a boy. So after 7 days, the tumma somehow goes away. Nekeva, however, shakol, let's save him. With it, no, they continued to be ungesetz. So mischaretes la'arba asar. So she's tummy, and she doesn't really regret it. until, she doesn't come around until 14 days later. So that's why she's talking for 14 days. They asked Rav Shimon Bar Yochai another question. By the way, Rav Shimon is the one in Shas that's Dairish time of the Krah. Why is it that the Torah said Mila Lishmaina? Right, if you would have, they would have asked some of the other Tanam Kuba, they would have said, I don't know, it's a passing in the Torah. Rav Shimon, this was his thing, right? Shimon Amsuni was Dairish Kalasim Shabbat Torah. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was Dairish everything. He was Dairish time of the Krah. Either way, so they said, he said, you would do it within the 7 days. A Zachar is born, Tumah for 7 days, everybody would be not Gishmak. So everyone's going to be happy, everyone's eating bagels and lox, and then the parents of the child, they're in a state of Nida, right? We spoke about this already, what Nida was like once upon a time. So either way, why is it that a woman becomes Tumah, right? So every month she becomes Tumah and Asala Baila, because if they wouldn't have that separation, so the regilus would lead to problems. Amra Torah to hate to mei yeshiva yomim. So the Torah said she should be tummy for 7 days. Kadesh te chaviva al baylo kishas knisasa lechupa. So like this, when she's tahar again, there'll be this ischatshus, and it'll be literally like the yom hachupa. Shalu tamid of es rabdu stoy brabiana. Mipnei ma ish mechazra al ish shavei ish mechazra al ish. Why is it that a man looks for a wife and the woman is not going out trying to find her husband? He said, Mashal adam shavu le'aveda. If a person loses an aveda, mi mechazra al mi, who looks for who? Bal aveda mechazra al aveda. The person who lost the aveda looks for the aveda. So he said, in that same vein, this is how this happens. Why? Because chava was an aveda, was part of Adar. So that's why mibnei ma ish panav lematov ish panav lemaylo. Why does a man look down b'shas tashmish and the woman looks up? Zeh mi mokem shenivra. Man was created from earth. Being that he was created from earth, so he looks down. He's panav lamata. He's looking to the mokim from where he was created. She was created from man, so she looks up at man. Why does a man accept pius? Why is it easy to pacify men? But women are more sensitive. Says the Gemara. Man was created from earth, which is soft. So being that he was created from earth, which is soft, so he's a little bit softer, right? In the sense that he's easier to appease. But a woman was created from man. So a woman was created, so it's harder, and as a result, she's a... Why do women have nice voices, and men not so nice? Because a man was created from earth. If somebody beats the earth, it doesn't make such a loud noise. However, a woman was created from man. If you beat a man, no. If you beat at some voice, it's gonna make noise. Either way, that's why the voice is nicer. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ki koylech arev umarech nove. That Shlomo Melech says in Shir Hashirim, ki koylech arev. You have a beautiful voice, umarech nove. And what's the punchline? The punchline is that she doesn't return the favor and say back, oh, you also have a nice voice, doesn't? She has a nice voice. Ki koylech arev umarech nove. And Nish, that's the boy. Either way, this concludes Perek HaMapeles, Hadron Aloch, HaMapeles Chaticha. It also concludes the Zois Teiras HaYoledes. So just to end with one aro on the note of Zois Teiras HaYoledes. So the parasha of Yoledes and the Teirash HaMapeh is the third Perek of Masechtes Nida. We just learned it. A lot of lumdis, a lot of technicalities, a lot of science and medicine, and also a lot of agadah. In the Torah, it's a parish of Tazria. It's the first parish of Tazria. Dabril b'nei Yisrael, leimar isha ki Tazria v'yolda zachar. The Torah talks about the Toman, the Tyre, the Zachar, the Keva, 733, 1466. And then it says you have to bring a carbon. The Pasuk says, v'hikriva l'fnei Hashem, the carbon, v'chiper alev v'ta'ar rami mekar domeh, zois teiras hayoledes, la zachar ala keva. This is the teiras hayoledes, la zachar. This is the Hadron Aloch HaMapeles Chaticha. But there's one more pasuk afterwards. The pasuk continues and it says, "Vimloy simtzu yaday they say v'lochosh they toyer meshnei v'nei yoyna echad lechatas v'echad le'oyla or echad le'oyla v'echad lechatas v'chipra le'akoyin v'toheira." So the pasuk says that the carbon that Yoledes brings is an example of an oyla v'yoyred. I mean, oyla v'yoyred. The type of carbon depends on the situation of the woman. So if she could afford a nicer carbon, she brings the better carbon. If not, it's an example of an oyla v'yoyred. The hafla in a safe upon him yofis asks a poshit kasha on the psukim. Pasuk Zion. The second to last pasuk concludes that if a woman can afford to bring a nice carbon, she brings a nice carbon. V'ekriva l'fnei Hashem. V'chiper oleha. V'tohara mimikorda meha. Zois teiras hayer ledes hazachar l'nekeva. Hadron aloha mepelos chaticha. Imagine the next parak would start with another Mishnah about some woman that miscarries a child. Would it make sense? He just said, hadron aloha mepelos chaticha. So you have zois teiras hayer ledes l'zachar l'nekeva. What's the next pasuk? V'imloy since the other day said. Now yeah, what happens if she can't afford it? So then she should go ahead and she should bring a different carbon. So l'chura, zois teiras hayer ledes should have been at the end of the last pasuk. Not the end of the second to last pasuk. It should have been at the end of pasuk ches that talks about the ve'imloy simso yaday they say. Why is it the end of pasuk zayin that talks about the carbon usher? It should be at the end of the parasha, even in the so the Pan Yofa says a dover nifla. It's in parasha tzav. If you want to look it up, it's in perik vav pasuk zayin. We never spoke this out in gan seder kachim, and that is that we know Chazal say that if bizman hazeh we can't bring karbonos. But at the same time, kol oisik b'toyrus oylos kilek kervoylo. Kol oisik b'toyrus chatos is keilu hikrav chas. Where's it learned out from? Zois toiras ha'oylos, zois toiras ha'chatos. That you see from me that the Torah of the chatos is as if you were a chatos. Claire's the hafla, because I'm Sofer's rabbi. He said, what would be if somebody was chayiv to bring a carbon oil of a yoyred? And it's bizman hazeh, there's no beis hamikdash. And he was an oni. So, bizman beis hamikdash chayiv, what would he do? He would bring the carbon dalos, or the carbon dalei dalos. But he's not bringing a carbon now. Because we don't have a beis hamikdash to actually bring a carbon. So what's he going to do? He's going to read karbanos. Or he's going to sit down, he's going to learn the perik in shas, the sugi in shas that talks about that carbon that he's mechuyev to bring. Which parsha of karbanos should he recite? The parsha of the asher or the parsha of the ani? Yeshlach, mitzad echad. He's Ezach Hanani. And if there was a base on Mikdash, he would bring the carbon Dallas. So he should read the parish of Dallas. He should read the parish of Imlaisim to Yodai Deseh. Or maybe no. Because the Dallas is only manifest if he's physically bringing a carbon. Klape reading the parasha? Could be he could read the parasha better than the Yasha. He's not an Oni Klape, this type of akrava. So which one should he do? Says the Panami office, he should read the parasha of the Asha. You know, that this is the Makar. This is what Chazal will Megalatas. This is the carbon of the Asha. Zois Teiras Hayoledes. Zois Teiras Hayoledes, as in Zois Teiras Hayoledes, Zois Teiras Hachatos, Zois Teiras Hamincha, Zois Teiras Asha. Kala Oisik Beteiras Hayoledes is Kilo Hikriv carbon. Which parasha? This parsha. This is the Torah Sayoledes. It doesn't matter if you're an usher and your carbon physically would have been the carbon usher, or if you're an ani and your carbon would have been the shtei Torah Mishnei Bnei Yoina. But klapi the parsha of karbonos b'slich tizol begvir. And as a result, zois Torah Sayoledes for everybody, even for the ani. That's why it said haflefel. That's why it said zois Torah Sayoledes right here in this pasuk. But I'll tell you something that I heard from my Zayda Olav Hashalom. Avram Yitzchak Mir, he used to always say over, he told me many times, B'shem the Belzer Rebbe. I don't know which Belzer Rebbe, but he used to always tell me over, as the Belzer Rebbe flakes Zugin, that, you know what the Torah is coming to say? It's true. There's a person who can't afford to bring the proper carbon. It happens. And in the event that it happens, but it's a B'di'evet. Really, David doesn't want that. So you know where the parsha of Yoledes ends? After the carbon of the Asher. V'ekriva lefnei Hashem, you're going to bring the carbon, the oila, and the chata. Zois Torah sayoledes l'zachar nalkeva. This is where the parsha ends. Narvah, semach tzachamu, sometimes it happens, that a person can't afford to bring a carbon. Okay, the imloy simtse yodei deseh, as an asterisk, as an afterthought. If it happens, okay, there's another way to do it. But that's not the parsha. The parasha Zois Teiras Hayoledes is the parasha of the usher, because really, that's the ideal. The ideal is that everybody should be able to afford to bring the carbon that the person has to bring.